afternoon. Welcome to Food for Thought. I'm Gretchen Gondek on this Friday afternoon with LaVon Strove from the Siouxland Humane Society. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We're here to talk sweets and that absolutely wonderful apple fundraiser that you do every year. Those big Granny Smith apples drenched in chocolate and caramel and rolled in all kinds of delicious things. How many years have we been doing the apple fundraiser, LaVon?
Oh, it's, I think, 11 or 12 now. And when I started 9 years ago, we were at 5,000. This year, we're going to make close to 13,000. So
wow.
It's a huge process, a huge project. But this is when just a super treat for Valentine's Day.
If you've never had one, you're going to want to sign up for one of these apples. And you know, the great thing is they're only $15 and you get every penny's worth, in my opinion.
Yes.
And
but you
some.
Truly do. Mm-hmm. You know, you truly do. And for those of you, you know, that are calorie conscious, calories for charity don't count. So you don't have to worry about that. And, you know, everybody deserves a treat now and then. And I think this is a great thing. It helps all our furry friends at the shelter. And, you know, for $15, you're getting a super buy.
And how does the fundraiser benefit programs and services? Can you go into some detail about that for us?
Well, every year we receive probably close to, if not over, 3,000 animals that are homeless, neglected, abused, in bad situations. A lot of times these animals will need veterinary care. This year we have had multiple animals that have had to see the vets for injuries, you know, for illness, those kinds of things. We had a little dog, that a beautiful little dog, Bella, who is in a great home, that had to have a huge stone removed. And this is a little dog. So, you know, we paid for the surgery. It took veterinary care for that. We have a spay-neuter assistance program. We have a spay-neuter program, you know, that if you can't afford, we have a mama cat spay program. We do lots of educational things around the community, teaching people the proper way to handle your pet, you know, different things like that, educating people on the importance of spaying and neutering. We do our outreach program, which is our programs that we go out to different locations and do adoptions. We have our care center program, pet therapy, where we take animals. We have volunteers that take animals out to different locations around town to care centers. And, you know, a lot of these people miss their pets, and this is so something that they look forward to. And then probably one of our most important things is if we have animals that have not gotten adopted at our facility, we take them and do transport to other rescue groups around the country. And that takes gas. That takes, you know, wear and tear on a vehicle. So those things are all things that this money goes for.
And you have a lot of volunteers who must have very specific jobs to assemble the apples. Do you want to talk a little bit about the process?
The process is amazing. Last year, this took over 600 people to finish this project. It was amazing. They are a great group of people. I cannot say enough about how kind they are, how much they love animals. And we always have a lot of fun together. We pretty much move into Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church and on February 1st, and then we'll start a carameling station where, and this isn't like you dip the apples in caramel. This is you spoon on this thick, rich caramel. And this is all hand done lovingly by volunteers. So then they cool, and then they are dipped in milk chocolate, and then they cool again, and then they're drizzled with white chocolate. And then on top of that, we put toffee.
This is a wonderful way to express your love, your gratitude, your appreciation by presenting somebody with one of these apples.
Oh, absolutely. A babysitter, you know, someone that's done something kind for you throughout the year. It's just a great expression. And, you know, for your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever, your kids, you know, tell them how great they are and then make them share, you know, with you. So you get some too. But, you know, it is a great expression of love. It's a great expression for the person you're giving it to, but it's also makes a statement about having compassion for animals and, you know, supporting their needs.
Well, Yvonne, if people have questions, if they'd like to get in line for an apple, what do they need to do?
Call me at the shelter, 252-2614. Extension 7 will get you to a receptionist to place your order. If you're interested in volunteering, please give me a call at the shelter, too. This is something fun to do in a group. It's something fun to do as a family. You know, it's something fun to do with your friends. If you want to come out, we have day shifts that we need to fill. You know, if you're retired and you want to come spend a couple hours with us, come on down and do that. Give me a call at the shelter for more details. And that number is 252-2614.
You know, they say that you can taste the love. And you can in those apples. You really can.
I think so. I think so. I think these, you know, these volunteers work very, very hard. And it's for a great cause.
Absolutely. And I want to say, while I have the opportunity, to you, Yvonne, thank you for your dedication, for your time, for your spirit of cooperation, for your passion. It speaks volumes to me and to our listeners about your level of dedication. So I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Oh, thank you so much. And I appreciate you having me here. And on behalf of these guys, you know, every life matters. Every life does. And, you know, we're not just impacting the animals' lives when we do things like this, but we're changing the people's lives that they go into their homes. And it's a great thing to do.
Thank you again.
Yep, thank you.
We've been speaking with Yvonne Stroh on Food for Thought today. I'm Gretchen Gondek. Thank you so much for tuning in and have a great weekend.